This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 14th, 2025. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARIS, will mark two major milestones this month with a special slow-scan television SSTV event aboard the International Space Station, ISS. From November 12th through November 20th, the station will transmit a series of 12 commemorative SSTV images, pausing only for a scheduled educational contact. The SSTV Spacetacular will highlight both the recent World Scouting Movement's Jamboree on the Air, JOTA, and the 25th anniversary of ARIS ham radio operations on the ISS. ARIS first went on the air on November 13, 2000, when the ISS Expedition 1 crew made the inaugural ham radio contact using an Ericsson VHF radio. That same year, the first scheduled school contact linked ISS Commander Bill Shepard, who had the call sign KD5GSL, with students at Luther Burbank School in Burbank, Illinois. Since then, ARIS has connected an estimated 200,000 students, educators, and enthusiasts each year with astronauts living and working aboard the orbiting laboratory. For this month's event, scouts, educators, students, and amateur radio operators worldwide are invited to receive and decode the transmitted images. Participants may upload their received pictures to the ARIS SSTV gallery to earn a commemorative electronic award certificate. In ARIS's most recent SSTV campaign held in early October to celebrate World Space Week, nearly 9,000 images were submitted by more than 3,600 participants in all countries, including three from Antarctica. For the latest SSTV schedules, frequencies, and event details, follow ARIS on Facebook, X, and Instagram. And thanks to ARIS for the information for this report. One of amateur radio's most anticipated weekends of the year is almost here. The 2025 ARRL November Sweepstakes Phone, Single Sideband, and Voice Contest. That takes place November 15th through the 17th, beginning at 2100 UTC on Saturday, and running through 0259 UTC on Monday. The CW Morse code event was held 2 weeks ago. Sweepstakes is more than just a contest. It's a long-standing tradition in amateur radio self-training and operating skill. Participants throughout the U.S. and Canada share a unique exchange of information designed to simulate message handling procedures. The event traces its roots back to 1930, making it the oldest domestic radio contest. After a pause during World War II, it returned stronger than ever, continuing to connect generations of radio amateurs. Each station may be contacted only once, and multipliers are limited to the 85 ARRL and Radio Amateurs of Canada sections. There are no changes to sweepstakes multipliers for 2025. Contacting all of them earns a clean sweep and the bragging rights that come with that, with the coveted clean sweep coffee mug, a badge of honor, and for many hams. Last year's phone weekend, held November 16th through the 18th, 2024, delivered solid activity and good participation across the bands. A total of 1,457 logs were submitted, representing 356,085 valid contacts after log checking. While band conditions weren't spectacular, they were better than the previous year, with 10 meters showing impressive early activity, carrying 14% of all QSOs in the first 2 hours. 20 meters proved to be the workhorse band, accounting for 32% of all contacts, while 40 meters contributed 25% and 15 meters accounted for 20%. The single operator low power category once again led the pack, making up 42% of entries. Overall, single operator categories represented 94% of all submissions. The limited antennas overlay introduced in 2023 continued its momentum, with 483 participants choosing that option. Youth participation also ticked upward, with 19 logs submitted in the youth overlay. Among them, Levi Jeffers, K6JO, operating as ND7K, reclaimed the top youth overlay position and placed 7th overall in the single operator high power category. Sweepstakes newcomer Max Friedman, N4ML, today he's a member of the ARRL quarter staff, made a strong showing in single operator unlimited high power with the second highest youth score of 158,000 points. Save the date for the annual ARRL YouTube Telethon to support Teachers Institute. The date for the fun and entertaining annual ARRL YouTube Telethon to raise money for the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology will be held on Saturday, November 29th, 2025, on the Ham Radio Crash Course YouTube channel. In past years, tens of thousands of dollars have been raised to support this important program to invest in the next generation of amateur radio. Hosted this year by YouTuber Josh Nask, KI6NAZ, you can hear from several amateur radio content creators and technical contributors who would join NAS and others on the stream. ARRL Director of Education and Learning, Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, will join them to discuss details of the Teachers Institute and its successes. Elections are underway for seats on the ARRL Board of Directors. Members in the Pacific, Southeastern, and Southwestern Divisions have until noon Eastern Time on November 21st, 2025 to vote. You may vote in the election if you were a full member in the division as of September 10th, 2025. So check your email and mail voting instructions from Election Services Incorporated. That's ESC. If you haven't received your ballot information, contact the ESC Help Desk at 866-720-4357 or email ARRL election at electionservicescorp.com. ARRL is governed by its board of directors. Elections are held for contested seats in 5 of the 15 ARRL divisions each year for terms of 3 years. Winners of the current election cycle will assume their roles beginning January 1st, 2026. ARRL has published its 2024 annual report. Included is a summary of the July 2024 decision made by the ARRL Board of Directors to approve a strategic direction adding inspiring and educating youth as a third advocacy priority alongside ARRL's longstanding commitments to promoting and protecting amateur radio. Also included is ARRL's report to America, which recognizes the contributions of radio amateurs, particularly those involved with the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, in supporting emergency response efforts during various natural disasters. The report concludes with copies of the 2024 and 2023 financial statements and an independent auditor's report. The Samuel F. Morris Amateur Radio Club, W6SFM in Sacramento, California, will host the Bug Roundup November 15th through the 17th from 0000 Zulu to 0000 Zulu, a special time to bring bug operators together on the air. A bug is a semi-automatic key of dots and dashes, repeat as long as the paddle is held, but dots and dashes are made manually. In the same spirit of ARRL Straight Night Key, the participants are encouraged to make simple conversational rag chew QSOs using their bug type key. Club members say this is an opportunity to share and exhibit an operator's personal fist. Frequencies to be used are 3.533, 7.033, 14.033, and 28.033 megahertz. A QSO card will be available, and participants are encouraged to call CQBR so operators will know you're a Bug Roundup participant. The Nicholas Shipp Savannah Amateur Radio Club will commemorate the 102nd anniversary of the first transatlantic amateur radio QSO on November 15, 2025, from 1430 Zulu to 2200 Zulu. Special event station K3S will operate from the ship, berthed at Canton Marine Terminal 13 in Baltimore, Maryland, on 7, 14, 18, 21, and 28 megahertz. The shipboard station uses a high-powered FM transceiver and a 500-watt amplifier with wide-space parallel dipole 50-feet antennas above the deck. An award certificate will be available. Additional information is available at QRZ.com. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. CatSat, a 6U CubeSat, was built by the students, faculty, and staff at the University of Arizona. It was launched aboard a Firefly Aerospace Alpha rocket. The satellite is in a sun-synchronous polar orbit. After testing, the linear transponder was open for amateur use on November 9th. This is not for the faint at heart. The satellite is listening on 5.663 GHz and transmitting on 10.47 GHz. The satellite can point the antennas at the Earth for about 10 minutes per pass. This will not be easy for the inexperienced. However, if you are a microwave guy or gal, this is for you. Just a little hint. A 1 meter C-band dish was used for the uplinking and a 6.1 meter X-band dish for the downlink. That equates to a 3 foot and 20 foot dish. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, November 15th through the 16th, it's the Ham Spirit Contest, CW phone there. November 15th, the All-Austrian 160-meter Contest, CW. November 15th as well, the REF 160-meter Contest, that's CW. November 15th and 16th, the South American Integration Contest, that's CW. And November 15th as well, the Feldheld Sprint, that's digital. November 15th, the RSGP 1.8 MHz contest, CW. And on November 15th to the 17th, it's the ARRL November Sweepstakes single sideband, that is phone. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, November 15th, the Superstition ARC Superfest and Electronics Expo, hosting the ARRL Arizona State Convention, that's in Mesa, Arizona. December 12th through the 13th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention in Plant City, Florida. January 10th, Ham Radio University, ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And on January 16th to the 17th, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention in Fort Myers, Florida. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks and welcome to the Delta Amateur Radio Club, KL7DRC in Delta Junction, Alaska. They are now airing the ARRL Audio News weekly on their 147.030 VHF repeater, serving the Delta Junction and Fort Greeley area in Interior, Alaska. They tell us that the ARRL Audio News has been a popular feature of their Thursday nights following their regular Aries Net at 1900 hours local time. Thank you and welcome. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.